Cybercrime, are you watching? It has been an eye-opening year of information and horror stories in the college's continuing professional development classes this year, particularly when one of our topics, cybercrime, and the risk it poses to your agency gets discussed. These horror stories have been reinforced over the last couple of weeks while the college has been involved with the EAC Insights Tour throughout New South Wales. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, company website, phone numbers, email addresses, and links to all social media profiles. These are the ways we ensure we are visible to get more business. They are also the way to make our business and ourselves vulnerable to those who wish to take advantage and attack our business and our personal finances through cybercrime. Cybercrime is not something that only large companies should be aware of. It is something all companies that deal with money and confidential information should be prepared to protect themselves against. It now appears that real estate agencies are a significant target because of your access to both the precious commodities, personal information, and people's money within your trust account. When reading through reports of agencies that have been attacked, you would be forgiven if you thought the reports were a thing of fiction. A hacker somehow sets malware onto your system which records the keystrokes of the user. Agency closes for the night and hacker is able to recreate the keystrokes to steal $500,000 while the agents are at home and have no idea what is happening. Not fiction, unfortunately, but the reality of an agency in Western Australia. While every agency should always have security on their system to block suspicious websites and pop-ups, it is also the emails we receive and unfortunately even the updates to our systems that can potentially lead an agency into the hands of cyber criminals. Only this year, Microsoft was a victim to cyber attack, which impacted more than 200,000 people throughout 150 countries, with a worm infecting computers with ransomware, essentially blocking the users' access to their own files until they paid the ransom. We can always advise practices such as don't open suspicious emails. However, sometimes emails don't look suspicious. One agency had received an email that appeared to be from a utilities provider, and after the property manager had opened the email, the whole office system was affected. Vigilance is important when it comes to emails, and keeping on top of what phishing emails are happening at any given time is not always going to be an easy task. Another agent that has completed training through our college has discussed in a CPD session about being hacked because of their accessing free Wi-Fi on their computer while at a cafe between appointments. Again, this is something that is quite normal to do. However, it poses a significant risk not just to your personal computer, but also to your office system, and when you return to the office and connect the laptop back into the office system. The moral of the story, or many, many stories as it happens, is that real estate agents are now becoming a significant target by cyber criminals, and if you are the licensee in charge of your office, you will need to develop an IT policy to reduce the risk. Please don't take the "it won't happen to me" attitude to your business. Ensure that you understand the risks of cybercrime and the cost impacts that it could have on your business. Till next time, wishing you every success in your business ventures.